Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
The late great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to the song Nexus from the Innocent Age album. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. And we're talking about tax reform. And Ray,
Before you get started, go to SBEcouncil.org. We're writing some stuff on these very issues.
Good.
I've got a piece up there about tax rates and a lot
Good.
About expensing, and there should anything, be one up soon about AMC.
Anything in there about you being twitchy? Huh? Are you twitchy?
Anytime I deal with politicians, Jim, I'm twitchy. Okay, that's been my default for 25 years.
All right, so folks, I want to ask you this question now, folks. One of the things, and I pointed this out earlier this week, one of the things that bothered me is in the same sentence that had, I guess it maybe were the two sentences, but there were the two. It was the paragraph in their report, in their announcement, the government's announcement, that they're going to lower taxes for small businesses. In the same paragraph, the first sentence said, we're going to lower the top rate for pass-through income to 25%. And then they said, but we're not going to allow wealthy individuals to move income around and avoid this. Now, Ray, does that not sound kind of chicken to you? Does that not sound... does that make you twitchy when the government uses small business and wealthy individual in the same sentence?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have to understand. Right. I think there's a point there in terms of, you know, understanding what small businesses are doing out there in the economy and the ones that succeed and how they do it and so on. So, you know, that's kind of political rhetoric that unfortunately we hear far too much of in Washington for more than, you know, 8, 9, 10 years now. So that's unfortunate. But
it's my job and it's your job to point those things out and to stick our finger in their eye with that kind of rhetoric coming out of them. I mean, that's just, to me, that's a tell. That's a tell of what they think about us, right?
Maybe. I think the folks that
or
are
ignorance.
Behind, I think that, well, there you go, or politics, you know. But I think the folks that are pushing this tax plan, for the most part, have not been the ones that have been hostile to small businesses. Let's put it that way.
No, I agree with that. But the small businesses have the ability to move money around. I can pay myself more income and more salary and less distributions, or vice versa. I can pay myself more rent and less salary. I can pay my wife more and pay me less. I can move money around. We don't. This sounds like this is going to give the IRS an increased license to get into the middle of our decisions.
Yeah, well, this is one of the problems where, you know, when you have a this is what happened in Kansas, you know, and Kansas, unfortunately, they did a great tax reform plan. The left and it was truly tax relief and tax reform. The left attacked it relentlessly, so did Democrats and various, quite frankly, and labor unions and so on. And unfortunately, Governor Sam Brownback, whose idea was, he stood strong and vetoed efforts to roll it back, but many Republicans succumbed and they did a really bad reversal in that state. And one of the things was this idea, they eliminated, actually, the income tax on pass-throughs. And you had kind of this question and, you know, how much of it was legitimate, how much wasn't, I really don't know. But, you know, were people then moving income from wages and salaries over to, you know, business income and blah, 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 blah. So the problem here, one of the problems with this, potential problems, you're right to be worried, is that, you know, will this give the IRS a license to kind of, you know, step step up and start looking at things and so on and so on. So that's a concern that's out there. And
thank you.
You know, remember, this is a framework.
That's Ray. That's as close as Ray's going to get to being twitchy, folks. Go ahead.
Well, I get twitchy. This is a framework, though. So, you know, the tax writers in Congress, you know, it's in their court now. So this point needs to be driven home, I think,
thank
to these
you.
Folks and say, how do we prevent this? We do not, the last thing we want are, you know, a bunch of IRS bureaucrats poking around.
So reason I wrote the article. That's exactly right. Thank you.
Yep.
So, wow, I can't believe Ray and I finally agreed on something completely there. That's great. So all right, so... No, I'm serious. This is all right. So, what's the difference in a small business moving their money around and with salaries and rent and distributions, totally legal, and a big corporation parking 30% of their income offshore? What's the difference?
Well, I'm not quite sure of the link.
if they're leaving it offshore, it's just not taxed.
Right. And yeah, so
that's the link.
I get your point. So, yeah, and again, this has to be all understood and addressed and made clear as to what this is not going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, again, the folks that are pushing this tax reform measure have largely, overwhelmingly been friends of small business.
Yes, I agree with that.
So I think making this point clear that, hey, we are concerned about this aspect of this. Listen, I love lower rates. I mean, that's what this is supposed to be about.
I think what they're doing will lower rates.
Right. So the question is, let's make sure that we don't have those, you know, unforeseen consequences
right.
that politics is so well known for,
and
do something that we're going to regret in terms of the IRS and small businesses and so on.
And when we come back, I'm going to get Ray to explain why they choose a number to what's the balancing act that they're trying to accomplish when they choose a number, 20, 25, 22, 27, 35. What are those numbers for? And there's a twitch in one of those numbers that I'm going to point out after this break. SBEcouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen, is how you find Ray and Karen Kerrigan and all the great folks there. They work harder than anybody on your behalf.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.